Hey, it's Dr. Guru with another psychological podcast, and today's podcast is about that word that unsettles children, and that word is school. At this point, either your child is in school or is about to start school, so I decided this was a good time to talk about school. And from the perspective, really, of parents and parents of children who have special needs. I know that most people on some level, if you haven't been experienced to that particular world, are intimidated or upset about the concept of dealing with these administrators and parents and teachers if they have some suspicion that their child has special needs. But I want to assuage those fears, and I want to teach you what the system is and what it's all about and ways to work within it. Just to give you a background, I'm a certified school psychologist and a clinical psychologist in New York State, and I worked on both ends of the desk, so to speak, because I work in a school, and I also advocate for children outside of that school whose parents see them as having needs that the school districts that they live in aren't meeting. And so I kind of know what school districts can do, I know what the laws are, and I know how to work the system. So let's start. What I want you to know is that what school districts and special ed directors want to see primarily is that parents are not just shoving their kids at them and saying, fix them. What they want to see is that parents are partners. And they want to see that parents are involved in their children's education, they're motivated, they're following through, they're doing everything they possibly can, they're working with the teachers, and those parents are seen as being cooperative and tend to get more out of school districts. So it's very important to start off by working with your child's teacher and trying to get them to meet the child's needs within the classroom, making accommodations, working with them on homework, working with them on systems to make the child function better and learn more efficiently. And you might want to do that for a while, an extended period of time, until the teacher might say, gee, I've done everything I know, and I can't really do anything else. We have to go above me. And then at that point, you might reach the school psychologist or guidance counselors, principal, or special ed directors, whoever might be above the teacher to help work systems out, to make accommodations to help your child's needs. If after an extended period of time that doesn't work, then the next level would be a full evaluation, and what we call a multidisciplinary evaluation, which means it's not just one person assessing your child. It might be a psychologist, an educational evaluator, a speech and language person, maybe even an OT or a PT, an occupational therapist or physical therapist, to determine whether your child really has any special needs. If in fact there is some determination that your child is in need of special services, then either something called an IEP, which is an individual educational plan, or a 504 plan could be developed. Now, an IEP is an outgrowth of something called the IDEA, which technically speaking is a subset of the American Disabilities Act, and 504 actually supersedes that. This is all technical stuff for those of you who are a little baffled at this point. In any case, simply speaking, if a child needs to be given services like physical therapy, occupational therapy, resource room services, special classes, they tend to give them what's known as an IEP. But if a child has some special needs that only require accommodations, in other words, changes in the classroom, less homework, extended time on tests, something that doesn't require hiring an individual or moving a child, they tend to want to use a 504 plan. It's based upon finances and other political issues, again, which you don't have to know. But what I'm suggesting is working with the school, working with the district special directors of education, and in addition, just as an aside, you really want to look up educational IDEA 504, those kind of services on the internet. There's a lot of available information. If your district has something called SEPTA, Special Ed PTA, you may want to join. Join the PTA, be very active in your kid's school because you'll know what's going on. There are other national support groups available to you. If you go to my website at www.drsgurr.com, on the second page, it's called Books and Links, There are a couple of websites on IDEA or 504, and those websites will give you a lot of information on the laws and what's available to you. So an educated consumer here, as Cy Sims, a regional clothing store says, is our best customer. So learn and pick up as much information as you can, work with your school districts, and you will benefit your child and make your life a lot easier. And again, this is Dr. Gurr at www.drsgurr.com.